On August 20th, 1955, Mamie hugged Emmett goodbye at a Chicago train station. Emmett and his cousin and best friend Wheeler were off on a summer adventure to visit cousins in the Mississippi Delta. It was the last time Mamie saw her son alive. 11 days later, officials pulled Emmett's lifeless body from the Tallahatchie River. He'd been badly beaten and shot, his face nearly unrecognizable. Not long into his visit, while at a country store with his cousins, Emmett whistled at a white woman named Carolyn Bryant. Emmett was only joking, but the other boys knew this was serious. Late one night, Carolyn's husband, Roy Bryant, and J.W. Milam kidnapped Emmett at gunpoint from his family home. They took him to a barn where a group of men brutally tortured the 14-year-old for hours. His screams were heard far out in the dark Mississippi night. Shamefully, lynchings like this were not uncommon in America, especially in the South. Lynching murders of black people often went unreported. Despite the attempts of authorities in Mississippi to bury the horrible truth about Emmett's murder, Mamie demanded to have her son returned to her in Chicago. After seeing what they'd done to her only child, Mamie insisted on an open casket funeral, allowing tens of thousands to plainly see the impact of racial hatred. With support from her community, Mamie's brave actions began a ripple for justice in the midst of this tragedy.